This is North Shore Today for Monday, February 6, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Overcast today, temperatures in the mid-40s, high tide in Gloucester Harbor at 11:39 a.m. The Gloucester Times is reporting an Essex family is without a home after a fire late Friday burned their residence to the ground in the night's chilling cold and windy weather. Eric Doyon, his partner Kristen Coughlin, and their three children safely evacuated the two-story home at 75 Rear Wood Drive next to Shebaco Lake before it burned down, according to the Essex Police Department and Fire Department. Doyon and neighbor Christina Creston worked quickly after the fire to set up a GoFundMe account. Contributions can be made at GoFundMe.com. A 28-year-old Lynn man was shot early Friday morning, and two men have been arrested stemming from that incident. The Daily Item is reporting that 25-year-old Corif Rudolph and 28-year-old Terrell Payne were arrested by Lynn police on Friday. The victim was taken to Salem Hospital with multiple gunshot wounds and was reported to be in critical condition. Destination Salem is seeking additional resources to meet the tourism surge in the city. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News that the City Council held a meeting last week with the Executive Director of Destination Salem, Kate Fox, in which she outlined the organization's budget and spending. The organization does receive some city funding, and proponents would like the tourism marketing to expand beyond the main focus of September and October. Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon is continuing his Parks and Recreation reorganization plans. Last week, the plan was presented to the City Council. This is Mayor Reardon explaining the plan and what remains ahead this month as far as community input is concerned.
What this plan does, it kind of addresses some of the big things people were looking for. It talks about adult recreation in town. There's a fundraising and volunteer piece that is currently missing. And there's also going to be a piece that works with the Parks Commission that really should be the vision of our parks should come through the Parks Commission. That's what's in their charter to do. But we're going to have somebody in the city that helps them put they've just put together a 10-year vision plan for the parks to help put that plan into motion. And again, that should outlive any administration, whether it's mine or the next one. But that Parks Commission and vision for our parks should outlive that. And so they should be the driving force there, and we should be here to support. So I'm excited about all aspects of this plan. And so we're going to get that process started. We're working with the community services subcommittee of the City Council. So we're going to have a meeting on February 7th. That'll be the first meeting. And that will be a presentation at that meeting of the new plan. And then on February 15th is being targeted as the public hearing for that.
Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon. And Linfield Town Administrator Robert Dolan's contract has been extended, and he was also given a raise. The Daily Item reports that his contract runs through January of 2025 with an annual salary of $212,000. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi everyone, I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Bruins and Celtics were both off last night. The Celtics played the Pistons in Detroit tonight. The Bruins continue to be off this week after last weekend's All-Star game. David Pastrnak of the Bees on a winning All-Star team.
No, it was great fun. You know, nothing that I really expected out of it, but at the end of the day, you know, I was just enjoying the moment, and it was meant to happen today.
The Bees' next game is Saturday afternoon at home against the Capitals. In local sports from the weekend boys' hockey scene, Essex Tech lost their first game of the season, leaving just Linfield as the only North Shore boys team unbeaten. Boys hockey tonight, Beverly is at Winthrop, Masco plays Danvers at Essex Sports Center, and in girls hockey, Marblehead meets Medford at the Lynn Rink. In high school basketball, in boys action, Lynn English is unbeaten at 16-0. They'll play host to crosstown rival Classical tomorrow night. The unbeaten Classical girls team, also 16-0, will play host to Lynn English on Tuesday. This is Classical coach Tom Sawyer.
Yeah, we've got four games left, so we've got one remaining Greater Boston League game coming this coming Tuesday at home versus Lynn English, and then we end up with three non-league games. We go to Triton, and then we have a home-and-home with Saugus. So we got four very, very tough games to end up our year.
Lynn Classical girls basketball coach Tom Sawyer. That is sports. Don't forget North Shore Sports Night tonight at 7 o'clock with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on this Monday here on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.